You're listening to the audio production of God Will Use This for Good, Surviving the Mess of Life, by Max Licato, published by Thomas Nelson, and read by Ben Holland.
A Prayer in the Dark Times. Dear Jesus, it's a good thing you were born at night. This world sure seems dark. I have a good eye for silver linings, but they seem dimmer lately. The whole world seems on edge, trigger-happy, ticked off. We hear threats of chemical weapons and nuclear bombs. Are we one button push away from annihilation? Your world seems a bit darker these days. But you were born in the dark, right? You came at night. The shepherds were night shift workers. The wise men followed a star. Your first cries were heard in the shadows. To see your face, Mary and Joseph needed a candle flame. It was dark. Dark with Herod's jealousy. Dark with Roman oppression. Dark with poverty. Dark with violence. Herod went on a rampage, killing babies. Joseph took you and your mom into Egypt. You were an immigrant before you were a Nazarene. O Lord Jesus, you entered the dark world of your day. Won't you enter ours? We are weary of bloodshed and pain. We, like the wise men, are looking for a star. We, like the shepherds, are kneeling at a manger. We ask you, heal us, help us, be born anew in us. Hopefully, your children. Chapter 1. An Audacious Promise. She had a tremble to her, the inner tremble you could feel with just a hand on her shoulder. I saw her in a grocery store, had not seen her in some months. I asked about her kids and husband, and when I did, her eyes watered, her chin quivered, and the story spilled out. He'd left her. After 20 years of marriage, 3 kids and 12 moves, gone. Traded her in for a younger model. She did her best to maintain her composure, but couldn't. The grocery store produce section became a sanctuary of sorts. Right there, between the tomatoes and the heads of lettuce, she wept. We prayed. Then I said, "You'll get through this. It won't be painless. It won't be quick. But God will use this mess for good. In the meantime, don't be foolish or naive. But don't despair either. With God's help."
Sample complete. Ready to continue?